This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Overrated, Underrated, or Properly Rated on the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Caller text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Excellent. Let's go. I'm going to work in more of your texts today, too.
Okay.
I know you have a list.
I do.
Love that you have a list. Dave has a list. I have a list. What do you have? Text away. What's overrated? What's underrated? What's properly rated? The intro is amazing. Our singing is fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with this one, Susie, before you start your list.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all guess who has the most potential to create a scene tonight at the 100-year WCCO celebration. It's our birthday party.
It's our birthday party.
Who has the potential? If Carter was here, he would be in my top three.
Okay.
But he's in Iceland. Who do we think has the potential of causing some sort of memorable moment?
You're asking me?
Mm-hmm. Not the one I say, Susie.
Yeah, that's true. That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, dead giveaway.
Okay, I'm going to say me, and I'm going to tell you why.
That's a good Dave, excellent answer, right?
Thanks.
It won't be from drinking because
no, I'll be stone cold sober.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what happened. I got a phone call from our man Dave Lee, right?
Yeah.
Guess who's going to be Nurse Helen?
You.
Me.
Oh.
So I do a pretty wicked
Are you the best Nurse Helen ever?
In my opinion, yeah. I remember I almost gave Roger Erickson a heart attack.
Whoa.
Because usually Charlie Boone would be Nurse Helen.
Yeah.
And it was all voices.
Yeah.
But at the state fair, I was standing next to Roger and I kind of started pawing all over him.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, like touching his hair.
Okay, so that's a strong...
Oh, my gosh.
Dave,
he was so embarrassed.
Dave, Susie was my selection also, so now we can't pick Susie. This is how we're plugging. We cannot...
She was the unanimous choice in the most obvious.
Exactly, right?
I don't know. Vanita might do something silly.
Possible.
Yeah. Not like you. Not like... Hers will be cuddly and likable.
Right. You might start calling people out.
Yeah, you might get up there. I may bring you up there.
Okay.
And I just say, okay, I know what you really think of all these people. Are you willing to tell the truth right here
right
in front
now.
Of them?
Who do you hate?
That would
say it now.
Oh, my God. That would be my favorite. That would be make my top 25 moment.
In your
if
life.
If you went through in the alumni and said, here's why you're the number one jackass, you know?
Well, I would love to tell stories. Like, because over the years, different news teams, you know, the morning side, the afternoon, the evening.
Oh, yeah.
They would talk such crap about one another.
Not as much as you would.
Well,
not as much. All right, Dave, do you have another selection since Susie's off the board?
I think another obvious choice might be Mr. Drive Time, Jason. Oh. Get a little overserved early.
Yes.
Overserved.
I think he could let us know how he feels about certain
free
people,
booze.
Certain things.
Is Shaletta at the event?
Yes. Okay. I'm not sure.
Then if she is, I'm going with her.
Okay. I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens to be my overrated, underrated, properly rated is our birthday party.
Our birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Let's go. Expand. I'm sure.
Well, I feel like I want to – I hope that it in history it becomes overrated. I hope it's the best night ever. And there is enough loose right now about it that it a little bit terrifies me. Like I want to – I hope
loose?
Is it all tightly planned? Are we going to get on and off the stage at certain times? Are there going to be blunders?
Well, we're not because it's a bunch of media types with massive egos who love the sound of their own voice. So
I hate to say it sold out. I wish we could broadcast it.
I encourage people last hour just to show up anyway.
Overflow seating.
Yeah, just go ahead. It's not online, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
I hope it's recorded.
Are we maybe selling it and making some dough off it later?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe we're doing that.
But it could be a kick in the pants tonight.
Cause you think it's going to go too long?
I think it's going to go too long. But
so you going to go short when you get up there?
Yeah, I'll try. I mean, I wrote a script.
Okay.
I wrote a script for my bit, plus Nurse Helen.
Yeah.
So those are my two bits. And I'm so sad. Steve Simpson, our morning guy, he got sick.
He's sick.
He's got a terrible sick cold, sore throat.
Is it also possible that he
just
doesn't
want to go?
I
don't think so.
You know?
I don't think he might go that far.
Yeah.
He's a union guy. He wouldn't call in sick unless he was really sick, unlike me.
Yeah. You're a union gal. Okay, so you're overrated WCCO radio? Is that what I'm supposed to
say? I might at this point.
Wow. It's a bold statement.
I think so. But I know one thing. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Do you have your outfit picked out yet?
You know what? Someone asked me that in the newsroom, and I'm like, I think I'm just going to wear this. Do I have to get fancier than that?
I don't think so.
So for our listeners, I'm wearing an animal print top from Chico's. It's like a leopard skin, would you say?
Yes.
And then black slacks. I'm going to wear high heels.
Yeah.
I'm going to wear high heels.
You look very attractive.
Thank you. I'm not offended.
Yeah.
I'm honored. Okay, can I do one more?
Of course you can.
Overrated. Raking leaves.
Raking leaves.
Not going to do it. I have so many leaves in my yard. I'm going to let nature take its course.
It's a waste of time.
It is a waste
of time. It is such a waste of time.
I just want to add that. This time of year.
We're going to have some windier days, Aragon. Wait till they blow into the neighbor's yard.
Perfect.
Or, oh no, it snows on him. And then, oh my God, my lawn is ruined for 5 years. No.
Well, you get the mold, right? The mold under the leaves.
Now, are you a crazy person for your lawn, David Harrigan?
Not crazy, but I'll rake as much up as I can.
Mm. How often will you rake?
Well, it depends, because my trees don't usually drop.
Your special
trees? Your special
trees. I don't know what it is, but like every other lawn is covered with leaves. Mine, I got like six on there because my trees don't drop until middle November.
You're a fraud.
You're a fraud.
No, I'm not. It means I got to get out there in November when it's actually fall.
So when there's actually...
it's actually cold.
Well, that's true.
And then beat the snow. Usually it's like literally the last day before snow. I am out there raking until it's dark and well after dark trying to get as many up as I can.
Don't believe a word what he just said.
I want to see pictures.
Come on over this.
You're over at night raking leaves with house lights?
Well, like a farm? Like a farmer on a combine with the lights on?
I've had to end it in the dark before.
Oh,
it's happened.
Oh, my goodness.
God, there's so many ways I could go with that last time. There's so many. That line is just begging to be used.
But we're
going to
back
Bradley.
Off. We're not going to do it.
Yeah. We're getting Arnold Palmer's penis later.
What?
This hour. Yeah.
Why would he talk about Arnold's...
Yes?
Ding dong.
Yeah. Because he's Donald John Trump.
And he doesn't care.
He doesn't know editing. He doesn't care.
Or he doesn't know, like, civility. Like, I would never say,
No.
Geez, I dated a guy and his thing was down to his ankle.
Yeah. Well, we'll use that one. Also, our own Jack Nicklaus is going to comment on Arnold Palmer later this hour.
Oh, wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Among the texts coming in, underrated fall. It's gorgeous out here. Well, yeah, it's underrated because it's acting like summer.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what fall is. It's 50s. It's crisp. It's hoodie weather.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's Wednesday.
Right.
I don't like that nearly as much as I have a t-shirt and shorts on.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
80 degrees is not fall. So we are technically in fall, but it's acting like summer.
Okay.
Underrated Dan Cook's hosting debut. I am going to listen. I was involved in a lot of R&D. Dan did send a text to myself and to Rush at one point during the show and said, this isn't even that hard. I mean, honestly. I mean,
tell me the backstory. I don't know about this.
Dan hosted for Shaletta on Saturday, noon to 3.
Wonderful. How did he like it? Did he do well? I didn't listen.
Didn't listen to me either. When I just told you, I didn't listen either because I was... I was unavailable.
I don't listen.
You
a
didn't
lot.
Listen to me 5 seconds before.
No,
but I'm going to.
Okay,
and I hope he was fantastic.
I bet he will.
Overrated! Exclamation points! A report coming from accounting is not a good reason for you to express your excitement. Oh yeah, well we nailed that one last week, right? I mean the obsession with exclamation points. And by the way, I fall for it at times.
Me too.
I fall for it. Your singing was incredible. I thought it was the Carpenters.
I'm on the top of the world.
Overrated. This show. That hurts.
Oh, come on.
I don't rake. Mulch with a lawnmower. That's the way to go.
It is.
The endless ladybugs near my house.
Oh, ooh. And those stink bugs and the other little red ones.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right, Dave, what do you have?
Sinus infections are overrated.
Oh,
I think that's very clear.
One right now.
You got one.
I've never had one before.
They're
this is
awful.
My first sinus infection.
At 70? You finally have your first one?
I'd be 40, Chad.
Oh, sorry.
I thought I was getting over the cold. Everything was fine. And then Saturday, the mucus turned a different color.
We saw it. We talked about that.
That's
green.
Not good. So
yeah.
I start to Google the symptoms, as one will. And you learn
that's
sinus
evil.
Infections. You
that's
know, you
terrible.
Headaches. Pain in your face.
Pain in your teeth.
Pain in your teeth. Yeah, I wasn't feeling them when I checked it. And then around 6 o'clock, bam, everything hit me. Oh.
It's awful.
It's awful. It's really
They're
awful.
They're really bad. They're painful.
Oh, it's like, and it's also.
Right, kind of the cheekbones.
Yeah.
Under my
eyes.
Left eye and in my teeth. We're absolutely the worst.
Yeah.
Absolutely the worst. But
gosh.
We're getting better now.
You're on the mend.
Yes. Antibiotics, underrated.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good.
Well, not if
really
you listen
good.
To a lot of people.
I know
well,
they don't like them, but I think they can kick out a bad situation.
They're taking care of it.
If you use antibiotics in a judicious way, they're magnificent. Mm-hmm. If you're dismissing antibiotics in a limited way, I think you're a fool.
Yeah.
Now, do some people over-rely on them?
Yes.
Are there some that don't work as well as others? Yeah. But this overall general big pharma. Like, I talked a lot about medicinal marijuana mm-hmm. and how we turn people down constantly for that, whereas we'll load you up on drugs. So there's a way to delineate things, but get out of here. Mm. When you're sick and you can get a little amoxicillin or whatever it might be.
Little Z-Pack from Dr. Burns.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Underrated, delightful documentary on Netflix right now, Remembering Gene Wilder.
Oh.
Watched it over the weekend, and it is touching. It is incredibly well done. There's not a narrator. Most of it is, well, entirely, it's told either through interviews, people talking about him and his life, mm-hmm. or Gene Wilder's interviews himself before he passed away. Mm-hmm. I mean, going back decades and decades, and you hear his voice, and you know it's his voice.
But you do.
It goes through his entire career. I mean, all the big movies, Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, Willy Wonka, his friendship with Richard Pryor, talks about his marriage with Gilda.
Yeah,
that was far too short due to her passing from cancer. Yeah. His second marriage, that then ended far too short because Gene passed away from Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
highly recommended on Netflix. It was emotional and very
Young Frankenstein is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Yes, it was. Well, Gene's favorite movie too.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
And
cool.
I didn't realize he had written a good portion of it before he said, "Hey, Mel, come on board, help me with them."
Oh, I didn't realize that either. Yeah, I thought it was a Mel production.
No, he started it. He was in a hotel room or something and wrote the first couple scenes and said, "I think I've got something here. Help me out here, Mel."
Abby Normal something. I've watched it so many times. It's very,
very
many
good.
Funny lines.
I need to go back. It's actually,
it's so good.
Love a movie.
So
how about we have a media movie party at my house? You guys come over.
As long as the sisters aren't there. I mean, I don't want all the backbiting in front of me. You know, actually, maybe we do want the backbiting.
I would say that could actually be funnier.
When Susie goes to the kitchen to make up another batch of popcorn, let's hear it.
That's a good point.
What kind
that's
of nut term. Job was she? Is she?
Among the texts, underrated Jack Black's induction speech for Ozzy at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I saw a couple tweets about it. I did not watch. Also on the list, I think that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony is always very fun.
It is.
Plus the combination of singers that come together.
I love that.
Welcome to the Sinus Infection Club. More text.
Thank you.
I guess.
I just hand the trick-or-treaters a rake and tell them if you want your candy, you know what you need to do.
Fill up a bag.
That's funny.
A number of folks very kind to Dan. Really enjoyed the work Dan did. That is fantastic. Mm. I'm sure he was outstanding. Aaron Rodgers was eating one of his boogers on the sidelines yesterday. It was everywhere on the social media thing. They get crushed. Why in God's name does anybody think they should do this?
Eat their boogers or mm-hmm. play bad football?
Mm-hmm. The boogers. We're talking boogers here.
On national television, certainly.
Well, he didn't know he was on national TV, but he thinks there's a fighting chance he's going to be on national TV because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
At any point when you've blown your nose or picking your nose, you think, hey, kind of hungry. Where? Why? How?
I mean, kids do it all the time. When they're 3 or 4 or 5, they get their finger half into their brain.
When they're 3 or 4 or 5.
Thank you. Exactly.
And then you stop when you get to be a certain age.
No, a lot of people don't.
Apparently not.
Dave?
That's disgusting.
It's gross.
That's disgusting. Not to mention, he's wearing green. You've got plenty of places you can wipe it off.
Yeah, you
can
hide it.
Notice.
You can hide it. Well, you're now a mucus color expert right now.
Right.
You're right in the middle of the
we've gone from green to kind of a light yellow, so things are really looking good.
Some are talking about
a loogie for us.
Yeah, Some are talking about the changing colors. Dave's talking about the changing nostril.
Speaking of changing colors, by the way. We're now beyond peak in the metro, but it's been beautiful here.
It's so pretty. Some of the neighborhoods.
In the metro.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Right.
That's the key.
Didn't have to go to Duluth for it.
No.
Amazing.
You know what I see him?
Mm.
Look out my backyard.
Right.
I drive here. I see him. Some folks are driving 7 hours.
Yeah.
Because
they really, really pop. Some of those orange, bright red.
Yeah.
I mean, God,
right by your house.
Yeah.
Right there.
There's absolutely no reason to drive anywhere, but maybe you're going to breakfast. Boom, I'll see. Maybe you're picking up the kids at school. Boom, they're right there. Hey, I know I'm going to drive up to Toronto and see them.
Oh, same colors.
Same colors.
Explore Minnesota would not be happy with you. They make a lot of money.
No, we're telling the truth. We think you're suckers if you're driving that far to see what's right in front of you. Right in front of you.
Okay.
Greg Olson. Reminded again why he's the best NFL analyst watching the game yesterday.
Okay.
He is smart. It's not what I hear every other analyst say. He's self-deprecating. He works great with different partners. He is so much better than Brady right now. It's not even funny. Now, Brady's just started. Mm-hmm. But Brady's got all these weird rules now because he's also a 5-10% owner of the Raiders. He can't go to meetings. He can't criticize officials. If you watched yesterday's game, and obviously about 80% of the public did, with the Vikings and Lions, sounds like the atmosphere was unbelievable.
I bet. It was nuts.
But Greg Olson is great at what he does.
What did he say about the game? Are the Detroit Lions that much better than us? I watched it as well, and
I'm just talking about his play. After play, after play, after analysis, the Lions are a little bit better, right?
Mm.
By a lot, no. I thought they were a little bit better before the game started. Mm. I think the same. Uh-huh. I think Dave raised the most salient point. What does this say about the defense? My comeback is that's the most talented offense in the league. But I'm not talking about just his overview. You know, when he has to jump in, when he doesn't jump in, how he plays off a partner, he's really good at what he does.
Okay.
I was reminded, apple pie's fine, right? I don't hate it like Carter. It's fine. But when you add caramel to it, so when it's caramel apple pie, oh, my God.
Off the charts.
It's so much better.
Mm.
Susie, yes or no? I think it's a lot better. Apple pie's fine. I like it. But when it's caramel apple pie, oh, my God. It's delectable.
The bomb.
Harrigan?
Apple crisp all the way.
Oh, little different taste.
Give me the crumbly, cinnamon sugar on top.
I'm kind of a pecan pie girl myself.
Oh, well, that's number one. That's number one for me. And then guests we're trying to get on this show, if they're going to appear on another show, that's not a problem at all. Just tell us. This keeps happening too often. It may have happened recently. I'm not going to say who.
Other shows on this air?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have zero problem if they go on other shows. None. Zero zilch.
Mm.
But if we're trying to get them and they don't get back to us and then boom, they appear on another show, just tell us. It's not that hard. Just tell. Communicate.
I got to figure out who
we're
who
in
was.
The communication business. Let's see. Somebody's mad about Sunday morning shows.
Shut up.
No,
that's my show.
No. Did I say where?
Oh.
The TV political show.
Oh.
Too many people jumping in back and forth talking over each other. The panels are getting rather unwieldy, but that's more weekday nights on a debate. You know, when it's the Sunday shows, it's normally three or four. That doesn't bother me. But when you look up there and there's fill in the blank, whatever host, and there's nine people up there, and you know then it's got to be hot take. What's your hot take? Or else there's no reason to go to you unless you have your hot take. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, we'll see you again. I look forward to tonight. We'll have to give people a recap.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
tomorrow.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure. And guaranteed you will cause a number of moments.
My goal tonight
kicked
is
out?
To not swear. But if I can't not swear, my goal would be to not drop the F-bomb.
Yeah. Because you will drop the F-bomb when you're walking amongst people, but you're not staying on stage.
Right. If I have a hot mic in front of me, as I do right now, and somehow by the grace of God, I can get through a period of time without swearing while that red light is on.
That's progress.
That's progress. And tonight if I said a word that started with S and ended with T or...
It's not as bad as the other word that you're referencing. So... Good luck.
Thank you.
Although for me,
go for it.
Yeah, for me, I hope it happens, actually.
Yes.
32 past one on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.